George Washington University in Urban Washington, D.C. is having a good strawberry harvest. The sunflowers grew back after the winter, and the zucchinis are looking good. Eloise Smith just graduated from GW and is looking after his community garden.
These are the little squash blossoms. You pick the male ones because those aren't the ones that will turn into the vegetable.
This is one of two gardens tended by student volunteers. But most important, this is only one of several sustainability programs at George Washington University. There are new green buildings, which means that they are built to impact the environment as little as possible. There are recycling programs, green roofs, and even a GW television and multimedia show on the environment. Megan Chapel Brown is the director of sustainability.
We've got an integrated system on this building and two other buildings that make the East Coast's largest array of solar hot water.
She says the greening of the university, now 10 years in the making, has evolved in three areas.
Climate, water, and ecosystems. And we have begun to create projects on the ground that address climate change. We're planning on becoming carbon neutral and, in fact, reducing our footprint by 40% by 2025. So everything from creating solar hot water systems on our rooftops to making our buildings much more energy efficient.
The university is investing roughly $2 million on greening its campus. Some of the investments are already paying off with lower water and energy bills. Sophie Waskow is a graduate student.
This is a rain barrel, and it's connected to a downspout from the roof of this residence hall.
Rain collectors like this one feed the greenery at the university and prevent more runoff into the Potomac River. Chapel Brown says the school, with 20,000 students, now offers 140 different courses on sustainability and the environment. She says prospective students have been key drivers of change.
The other thing they're looking at is what are the green aspects of the university. So we know that's a really important factor. And our students voice those concerns when they get here.
More than two-thirds of high school students consider a school's environmental performance when they select a university, according to the Sustainable Endowments Institute, a nonprofit organization. Executive Director Mark Orlowski says in the past 5 years, more than 300 colleges and universities around the country have moved towards sustainability.
You know, we see numbers like less than 20% of schools having a green building policy 5 years ago, and now upwards of 80% of schools having a policy that states that their new buildings will be built in a green fashion.
Orlowski says colleges and universities around the world are starting to look into the economic aspects of greening campuses. He says students and universities are trying to meet today's needs without compromising future generations. This is Sulima Palacio, VOA News.